T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Out for our weekly visit with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, ParamountSports.com. Some championship games, Lee, so let's dive right on in. Auburn fresh off the Iron Bowl victory with Georgia in the SEC title game.
Yeah, and in this game here, I just don't think Georgia can reinvent themselves here. If I was Georgia, I know Jake Fromm, their starting quarterback, may not like it, but I would definitely play Jacob Eason some. So he's the better passer. You got to be able to throw on Auburn. Alabama couldn't. Kerryon Johnson looks like will be able to go now. I was checking his status a few hours ago here. And this Auburn defense, I mean, something special. Only one team all season has run for more than 200 yards on them. So, and how about this stat? The SEC East has not won since 2008 when the Gators beat Alabama, and it will not be on Saturday. I like Auburn 26-17.
Clemson 9.5-point favorites, which seems like a pretty big line for a conference championship, but they're playing, I think, one of the more not respected teams out there right now among the quote unquote elites in Miami.
Well, you beat down our Canes. I mean that was my daughter did say, she said, listen, at least we are treated better than we were treated at Virginia Tech. She said the fans there at Pittsburgh were great. Virginia Tech, not so much last year. Here's the problem for Miami. Going into the year, they had three weapons on offense. Mark Walton, done for the year after the fifth game. After the last game, you guys end up losing Chris Herndon, tight end, who'll be probably drafted third, fourth round, and Amon Richards, who potential first rounder, got hurt this week in practice. He's out for the game with a meniscus tear. So it's going to be tough for Miami to move the ball and score here. I expect Mark Richt to try some trick plays here, to have some success maybe early. Problem here is that Clemson defensive line, three of their four starters are all ACC first-team players, and they had 40 sacks here. It's going to be tight for a while. Miami's going to give them a game, but Clemson pulls away late, 31-13.
Lee, how about we move to the pros? The Eagles, a 5-point favorite over the Seahawks.
Yeah, and the line's going up. It's up to 6 points now. First home dog roll here for Seattle in 5 years. I think they'll be ready for it here. Philly, remember, fourth time here, 10-1. The previous two, they made the Super Bowl. And the only other time was 1949. They won the NFL championship. This game reminds me of last week's game here for New Orleans. New Orleans had won 8 games in a row. It wasn't a must-win game. If the Vikings lose before this game starts here, then it's not a must-win game. Philly will have that 2-game lead here. So I expect Carson Wentz, who's great, to maybe struggle a little. Tough defense still. Great defensive line. And then also the crowd is really tough to deal with. And I think Russell Wilson's going to carry his team. The 9-game winning streak, guys, is over. Seattle knocks off Philly 31-27.
Baltimore Ravens hanging around for a playoff spot. And this feels like the key game for the rest of their season almost for me, Lee, because they have some easy games. They still have to play the Steelers. But home against Detroit, they're a 3-point favorite.
And the Lions, their run defense has not been the same since week 5 when they lost their star nose tackle. So they've got some problems here. Baltimore, you know, entered this game here. They've given up only 14 points in the last 9 games average. So, I mean, when you're only scoring 2 touchdowns, it makes it tough to beat a team. And you watch this Baltimore team, and they do the little things and special teams. You know, they have the best kicker in the game right now. So it's not going to be pretty, but I have Baltimore winning this game here 20-14.
Last one, Lee, yep. And among the pro ranks here, it's Mike Tomlin's team that's still waiting for part one of a 2-part series with New England, apparently, starting on December 17th, according to that coach. They take on Cincy in prime time with the Bengals fighting for their playoff lives, and they're a 6-point favorite on the road.
Yeah, I'm brave, but I don't know if I would have done what he did. They're calling a team out. So They own Cincinnati here. They beat them 29-14 in the first game. They held them to 19 yards in the final two quarters here. Pittsburgh is the better team here. Even Joe Mixon, even though he's off a career day, over 150 total yards. Problem is, you got to throw the ball against Pittsburgh, and since his offensive line just not good enough. Those two guys that left in free agency, they have not been able to replace them. So Pittsburgh will confuse them. They'll just run right over these guys. And Cincinnati, only three times have they passed for over 225 yards in the 11 games this year. Pittsburgh again, 30-16.
Lastly, Lee, tell people how they can grab your game of the week.
Yeah, game of the week this week is going to be a good one. Ohio State and Wisconsin. You want to get the Big Ten championship game for free? Just call 800-400-9741. And my NFL game of the year goes on Sunday. We're 32-11 on these 40-50 unit plays over the last 9 years. You want to grab it? Use coupon code SAVE100 on any one of our packages at ParamountSports.com.
He's Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, ParamountSports.com. Talk to you again soon, Lee. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.